Hello, this is Ava at AvaWaits.com. I'm a speaker, a sales trainer, and an entrepreneurship mentor. And I have noticed something is that sometimes entrepreneurs that I speak with, and I have done this as well in the past in my business, we look at our potential clients in front of us, and we start to make assumptions about their financial ability to hire us. So you've probably had this experience where you've been in a conversation with a potential client, a potential customer, and you start making judgments. Maybe it's based on their appearance. Maybe it's about what you know about them. Maybe you make judgments based on their age or some other factor that you feel like influences their ability to financially compensate you for the work that you're going to be providing. And so we make these assumptions. We assume that, oh, that person there can't afford this, or that person, because they're this age, this is going to be difficult for them to buy this, or because this one other little thing happened in this person's life that's going to make them difficult, it's going to make it difficult for them to be able to hire us. And what I want to encourage you today is to actually stop making those financial assumptions about your potential clients. Here's why. I have had so many instances where I have found my mind starting to go to that place where I'm just assuming that someone's going to have trouble paying me. There was one time I spoke with someone who was not employed, and I thought, oh, they're not going to be able to hire me at all. It turned out that they had actually just made a big sale of something that they owned, and they were able to pay me in full. Another time I was almost making an assumption about someone based on their age, an 18-year-old who came to me for support, and it ended up that this 18-year-old actually had full-time employment, and they paid me in full. When there were other times where people who were double the age of this 18-year-old, they were struggling with paying me. So it was really interesting to just watch these occurrences and watch these happen, and even to think of my own patterns in my life. Even when I was in my early 20s, I was able to find money for things that I really wanted to participate in. So there was even one year where I put together about $30,000 in that one year that I paid for mentorship as a way to grow my business. And that was something where, if you had looked at me on the outside at that time, I didn't even own a car, I was renting, I lived a very simplistic life, you would think, oh, there's no way that that girl could put together $30,000. But I did. So I share these as examples just to encourage you to not assume that someone's not going to be able to pay you. So whenever you go into an initial consultation with someone, just view them as fully capable and assuming that they have equal access to money, as equal access as everyone in this world does, because that is actually the truth of it. Everyone has access to money, but sometimes we just can't see it, or there are things that are keeping us from it. So the other thing too is that when you are in that initial appointment with someone, if you are making that assumption that they can't buy something from you or they can't find the money, from an energetic standpoint, that's as though you are saying that you are believing in their weakness almost more than you believe in their strength. And so from the very beginning, you're there, and this is kind of more of an energetic thing. This isn't something that you're necessarily saying, but you're sitting with them and it's like you're seeing them as weak, you're seeing them as incapable, you're seeing them as in poverty, you are seeing them as not able to create money or not able to create the finances to work with you. And that from the beginning, that's you looking at them as a weak person. And I want you to really shift that and instead view everyone with this idea that they are strong and capable and able to create magic in their finances. And this is something that I really do with the clients that I work with now and the ones that I support in expanding their business, is that every time they come to me, I see them, I do my very best to see them as an equal and as someone who can find the money if they desire something enough. So I'm always encouraging them, even if it appears like they might not have the money, I'm encouraging them to go create some monetary magic and find the money to work together. And quite often you'll actually see people just moving mountains. And I have had so many instances of people where they sign up to work with me and then very shortly after, sometimes even as little as an hour after, they'll have a new client sign up with them. And it pretty much pays for the cost of our work that we do together in their business. So go out and just know that people can find a way to afford you no matter what it is that you're charging, and that they are strong and capable and able to create a lot of monetary magic. I'm wishing you a lovely week. Bye, everyone.